Nidarim Perkud Aleph Mishnah Ches. Hamudar Hana Mechasanoi. A person makes a neder not to have Hana from his father-in-law. V'hu rotza laseis labito mos. And the father-in-law wants to give money to his daughter. How's he supposed to get it to her? Oimer la, so he should say to her, Hare ha-maos ha-elu nisunim lach b'matana. I'm giving you this money as a matana. Uvavach lo yehe levalich rishus bahen. On condition that your husband has no rishus, so that's one condition. Elamasha'at noises v'noisenes b'fich. Now he has a second condition, that this money should be used specifically for the purpose of putting food into your mouth. So the machlokes remeir nechacham, whether a person is allowed to give an eved knani, if he gives him something on condition that his master has no rishus, is that a good matana? So the chacham hold that is, so that's all you would actually need according to this mission. That's all you would actually need here according to the chacham. You'd only need it, he would just need to say, v'vad shilo yeh l'balach rishus bahen. That would be enough. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's not enough. And according to Rabbi Meir, you need a second t'nai. And the t'nai is that not only am I making a condition that your husband doesn't have any rishus, but that this money has a designated purpose as well. And it's lav dafka that he has to be miyachidit for mizonos. If let's say he's miyachid the money for begadim, Shulchan Aruch says it's the same thing. Point is, he has to be miyachidit for davar misuyim. And in that case, when he does so, then she acquires directly from her father what he's giving her. And it came out that her husband had no hana from this money. When it comes, though, Taisyantiv says, to food, it's talking about money in the Mishnah. If the father would just give his daughter food, that, according to everybody, it's not an issue at all. Like, if a husband gives his wife food, the leftovers on her plate does not belong to the husband. She keeps it. Same thing over here. And the Rav says that even though, in any event, according to all this, the husband is benefiting, lemaisa, because if, let's say, the father gave her money and she used it for food, so the husband's responsibility is to feed his wife, and he just saved himself $20 or whatever it is. That's not considered a hana, like we've said in the past, because taking away an obligation is not considered receiving benefit when it comes to nedarim, and therefore it's not a problem.